about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, now this is somebody who really has her act together. This is a six-year-old girl who is the youngest to qualify for the National Spelling Bee. Guess what word she won on? Vaquero. It's a word of Spanish origin, I guess, meaning cowboy. Isn't caballero supposed to be a cowboy? Ooh, caballero. Ooh, caballero six. All right. Anyway, she spelled vaquero. She's only 6 years old. Only 6 years old. How did she know about that? Lori Ann Madison from Woodbridge, Virginia, knew that word and a host of others to top 21 spellers all older than her to qualify for the prestigious Scripps National Spelling Bee in May. Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, my kids are 12 and 9. They can't even spell cowboy. I love my boys to death. They just really aren't scholastic. They don't like scholastic. They're very smart when it comes to their hands and making things and really good with computers. But no, not vaquero, let alone cowboy, let alone, okay, well, anyway, so muy bien hecho. Okay, a lot of stuff to talk about. Looks like more controversy with the whole prostate screens and pap smears, more controversy with birth control, where it looks like now employees in Arizona have to actually talk to their employer about what they're taking the birth control for, and if it is for female problems, then maybe it'll be approved. Okay, am I the only one that thinks this is completely asinine? All right, why are the employers involved? Employers don't want to be involved. Get the employers out of the equation. Have everybody buy their own birth control and health insurance, and oh my gosh, can you imagine that conversation? Well, sir, I have a leiomyoma profundus in the anterior uterus, causing clots. Okay, you know what? Never mind. Fine. I'll pay for it. I mean, what do they want us to do? Anyway, so we need to talk about that. Also, we'll kind of look a little bit more into what is going into our food. I know this pink slime is really freaking people out. We'll talk about that. Also, it looks like there's some dangers to escalators. This is crazy stuff. A woman just died because of an escalator in Long Island. What is going on here? So as you can see, we have an extremely busy show. We are going to try to fit it all in, and I think we will, all right? If not, if you miss any of it, you know you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. There is a GCN button, pretty fancy schmancy button. You hit the button, and then you can hear Dr. Dahlia all day long. And then if you want older shows, you could go to archives or podcasts. You could get yesterday's, the day before, etc. So pretty fancy stuff. We got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to you for listening. So you could call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Also, did you guys hear there's a fast pass now? There's a fast pass through the airport. Yeah, you purchase it. $100. We'll tell you about that. All right. Well, I think Donovan's got some calls. No, not yet. Okay. All right. Phones are still. All right. So anyway, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Hold on a second here. Just have to type Donovan a little love note. Okay. What do I want to talk about first? Okay, see, I'm taking a look at it. See, I know many of you guys think a radio host job is too easy, right? You think a radio host job is too easy? Yeah. I have to actually choreography. I mean, just like you would do with an Olympic figure skating or routine or what you would do with a Broadway musical. I have to choreograph break time, right? Yes, I may be going on break soon. Not yet, though, right? Versus call versus how I want to answer the call. Okay, so let's quickly go into this case because this is kind of important. Let's go into this woman who was strangled to death by an escalator. Did you guys hear about this? This is such a shame. This happened in Long Island, New York. 88-year-old woman. Her clothes got entangled on the escalator treads, and she was about to board a train to visit her daughter in Manhattan. She fell on the escalator. The clothes became entangled, and then she was strangulated. And they said this was a escalator that had multiple issues, faulty handrails. Other riders said this escalator was really screwy. The station at Lyndhurst said, oh, no, it's in good operating condition. Everything's fine. It killed somebody. All right. It was supposed to be inspected about a month ago and everything was fine. But boy, I'm nervous about escalators. I have, kids, and when they were younger, I was really nervous about them on the escalator. You know, first, escalators, they look kind of mean, right? It kind of looks like teeth, as they go down those big teeth, and, it doesn't stop. So you're trying to guess, when to jump off, and then you're forced to jump off, and you always trip because there's that little ledge. So I'm not a huge fan, but just, if you have, any loose clothing, well, if you fall face forward, anything could get caught. That is horrible. And if you're too weak to rip off your own clothes, you could die. So that's not good. That's not good at all. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk about, pink slime. What's happening now with our pink slime in our foods? Well, I'm going to want to spend a little time, especially after the break, talking about some of the pesticides and some of the hormones, because you guys are worried about the pink slime. Oh, that ain't nothing. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Doc Dali, you're talking about this pink slime stuff. Well, they put it in our schools for our kids to eat with McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of other fast food joints, Hardee's, refused it because they said it probably wasn't safe. So basically, McDonald's don't want it, but their school system is going to have it for our kids. Thank you.
Oh, the school system. Well, you know what? No, good news. It looks like schools now get to choose. Okay, that news just came out this afternoon saying schools are going to be able to pick and choose taking the ground beef with pink slime or the ones without. Now, from what I understand, the ones without are going to be fattier, because remember we talked about that pink slime was? Basically, it's their way of burning off the extra fat, and then they do a little puff of the ammonium hydroxide in order to kill any E. coli. So from what I understand, then they're going to use their citric acid. Apparently, one of the other meat companies in Minneapolis uses citric acid, which I think is safer than ammonium. Just, don't be messing with my meat. I'll kill my own E. coli. Thank you. Don't go away. More on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. We did some fine tweaks today to our microphone. My microphone is nice and shiny, so hopefully I sound good. Of course, please give us your feedback when you guys email us or sign in on my guest book. I want to make sure you guys are getting top of the line. What do they do in the movies when you have that THX and it goes and like, done, and you're like, wow, that sounds good. The crisp sounds. That's what we need. We need Dr. Dolly and HD radio. That's what we need. Okay. Oh boy, did you guys know that the average American throws away 33 pounds of food each month? 33 pounds. They say up to 50% of the world's food goes to waste. They say the average American throws away 400 pounds of food each year. Well, of course, this article wasn't written in America. Yeah, yeah. We always look bad, right, to all the other countries. But I got to tell you, we do. We do throw away a lot of food. All right, what's in our food? Okay, let's look at that first. So, okay, we've been talking about this whole pink slime thing, and honestly, it really turns me off because I usually want to eat dinner in between break on my show, and I can't have to talk about that. But, you know, we got hormones. You know, in like the milk, we got pesticides, we got antibiotics, you know, and somebody had suggested, do any of these interact? I mean, let's just look at the pesticides in food, okay? I mean, we use pesticides on our produce all the time, not to mention your animals could be actually eating things that had X pesticides on it when, you know, like grasses, et cetera. All right. But still, you know, okay, it's fine that you may look at the, there's like the material safety data sheet that you look at for most of these chemicals. And it kind of goes through the risks and benefits, et cetera. You know, and maybe that one particular pesticide is okay, but what if it's combined with 26 others? You know, what about the combined effects? So, and I'm not telling this, you know, to scare you guys, but you see how you could really get paranoid over what's going into our body. Now, we've talked about pesticides. This isn't anything new. Remember we talked about the highest fruits and foods that have the highest level of pesticides? Remember Environmental Working Group analyzed data, right, from the FDA, and they found that peaches were number one with pesticides. We had been talking about grapes the other day. Grapes carry a lot of pesticides. Apples, sweet bell peppers, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, pears, spinach, lettuce, potatoes. Well, that's a huge part of our, I mean, we, you know, true, you could, you know, peel the potato. Where are all the vitamins? Right under the peel. I know. Foods with the least amount of pesticide residues were avocados, frozen sweet corn, pineapples, frozen sweet corn. Okay, how do you grow frozen sweet corn? Okay, you grow the corn, okay, but then you freeze it afterwards. Really, you could grow frozen sweet corn from the stock, I guess. Maybe they sit there and have, you know, a fan blowing on it. Okay, come on. All right, pineapples, mangoes, asparagus, frozen peas, again. Frozen peas have the lowest amount of pesticides on them. Don't know how you grow frozen pea. Banana, cabbage, broccoli, and papayas. Ah, ooh, muy deliciosa. All right, they say you can reduce your exposure to pesticides by buying organic for the high pesticide items. Organic's expensive. You know, I did that once, right? Once. That's the key word here. Once. Went to a store, bought all organic. So proud of myself. That bag was smaller than a four roll of toilet paper, and it cost close to $100. That was expensive. I need to find cheap organic food so I can do it. Now, of course, I always say, wash your fresh produce thoroughly. Peeling produce reduces pesticides. Oh, this is like, ooh, this is like a fuzzy wuzzy was a bear, fuzzy wuzzy and a hair, fuzzy wuzzy was a fuzzy wuzzy. Okay, here we go. Peeling produce reduces pesticide residue and bacteria. Okay, although it also can remove valuable nutrients. Mm-hmm. Okay, now what about antibiotics and meat? Remember, I used to work for the EPA. We were working on ivermectin and abamectin and avermectin, all sorts of mectin-type stuff. I didn't know what the heck I was doing in there. But again, this is what was supposed to prevent parasitic infections in our animals. Now, of course, there's been a lot of controversy over the other antibiotics for the antimicrobials, like for Salmonella, et cetera, E. coli, but now even MRSA. We're causing our animals to grow superbugs like MRSA to give them back to us. I mean, you guys are worried about the ammonia puff. I mean, like I said, we got even bigger fish to fry than that. All right, so they say... Okay, so they say the FDA estimates that antibiotics in chickens directly led to 11,000 people catching intestinal illnesses from antibiotic-resistance bacteria in the 90s. Really? 11,000 people got sick because of the antibiotics in chickens? Really? Apparently, there are resistant strains of Salmonella from eating pork that have been given the antibiotic ciprofloxacin. Many of you guys know about ciprofloxacin. We give that to bladder infections, GI-type bugs. Yeah, we're giving them to animals, too. Okay? They say 84% of the Salmonella bacteria in the supermarket ground beef were resistant to antibiotics. Okay, so we're also getting some nasty bugs. Now, all right, can livestock be organic? Yeah, okay. In order for you to have organic livestock, okay, they have, no wonder it's expensive. Okay, get this. They are fed only organic vegetarian feed. Okay, they aren't even, it's not even called slop. It's not even called grub or food. It's called feed. Anything called feed is twice the price. You guys notice that? You know? Right? Like, I could buy my kids cereal, but if it's called cereal feed, it's fancier. They may not be fed meat from other slaughtered animals. Well, that's kind of disgusting, too. Okay. They are not tested or they are not treated with any antibiotics or hormones. We're talking about the animals, organic animals. The meat is not treated with radiation. So I guess if they get breast cancer, they don't get treatment. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, by the way. Thank you all for tuning in. They are raised under conditions that allow exercise and access to the outdoors. Oh, so they got personal trainers and gyms. No wonder the food's expensive. The USDA can inspect farms for compliance. It's believed that the vast majority of organic farmers follow these practices. Do the organic farmers eat feed? The main drawback to organic food is expense. Oh, you're telling me. They say, as you've noticed in the checkout lane, organic food always costs more than conventionally produced food. Well, duh. Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, so we talked about pesticides. Now hormones. Okay, now why have animals been given hormones? Well, you guys know what one of the first hormones these animals were given were diethylstilbestrol. Right? I know, the diethylstilbestrol, exactly. Okay, many of you guys know it. Quit being smart, Alex. Come on. Many of you guys know it as DES. Now, remember, women who were treated with DES, their children would have vaginal cancer, endometrial cancer, deformed uteri. It was some pretty scary stuff. Well, they gave animals DES in the 1950s and 60s. Okay? And then I guess they found out that DES... was cancer causing. And so I guess by the 1970s, it was phased out. Now, they do give recombinant bovine growth hormone. We have spent a lot of time on the show talking about that. Now, what that does is it helps increase the milk that dairy cows produce. It's a growth hormone, right? They say it's safe. All right. Other people go, well, really? Really? Are you going to be inducing, you know, estrogen with us? I don't know if I want that. All right. And so, you know, remember, nobody wants to, have a food crisis. So if they could make the average cow produce more food per cow, all right, they're going to do it. And one of these ways they do it is hormones. Also, a lot of times injecting hormones will make the livestock gain weight faster. So they get more meat, right? More muscle, more. So you get more bang for your buck. Although we don't eat bucks, we eat cows and, okay, right? So, we're talking about the hormones. We're talking about the pesticides. We're talking about, residues and of antibiotics, etc. So you are getting a slew of stuff. Now, again, I am a fan of organic. I mean, if organic is a heck of a lot cleaner and it doesn't have all this stuff, yes, that's good. Okay, and it is leaner. I mean, we are, and maybe we don't need big portions. I mean, maybe we really do need to eat a very, very small 4-ounce piece of meat and that's it. Of course, it can't be red meat because yesterday they said red meat causes us to die. So I can't say red meat. All right. I guess, chicken meat. I'm sick of chicken. I hate chicken and fish. Please don't give me fish. Oh, but it's tilapia. I don't care. I got to tell you, orange roughy ain't bad. Orange roughy's not bad. Okay. So as you can see, there's so much more, going on with our food that they can make a big deal about this pink slime, but that's only a drop in the bucket. Okay. So what are we doing? We're throwing away 33 pounds of food each month, 400 pounds of food each year. What could we do? What could we do? I mean, maybe we only buy what we need. It's a shame because I see what people throw out. With us, remember, I came from parents who were poor, whose parents were depression, were alive during the depression. So with us, I mean, I eat like a half a meal and then I finish my kids' plates. I cannot stand throwing food away. However, I also come from the generation where you lick your plate clean. Okay? I've been trying to teach people, get that out of your head. Don't tell the kids to lick their plates clean or finish their plate. Would rather they eat something and learn how to push food away. So then, what a lot of times I do is I use the food then to feed the dog or something. I just don't like throwing away food. I never have. Or like bread, I'll feed the birds. But, with this world hunger crisis, I hope there's a way where you could just drop your food off in a container that'll keep it fresh and it could get shipped somewhere. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Well, if you want to go to California, looks like you could do it pretty quickly now if you spill the extra $100. Did you guys hear about this? There's going to be a fast pass through the TSA and scanning. This is very interesting. The TSA is rolling out. I'm sure bad guys right now are taking notes. Is rolling out an expedited screening at big airports called PreCheck. Okay, instead of fast pass like Disneyland, it's called PreCheck. It has special lanes for background check travelers who can keep their shoes, their belt, their jacket on, leave laptops and liquids in carry-on bags, and walk through a metal detector rather than a full-body scan. The process now at 2 airlines and 9 airports is much like how screenings worked before the September 11 attacks. All right, what's going on here? Are they trying to raise money? Is this kind of like what the U.S. mail may want to do? All right, just pay us extra money and you'll get your mail faster. Or you'll get your mail in the correct mailbox. Is this how they're making money? Give us an extra $100 and you don't have to be screened. Now, I thought the reason why we have airport security is because it's September 11th. So they're going to go pre-September 11th to those who pay? I mean, it's nice, but $100 a passenger each way? I have a family of four. So you're telling me for $800 we could leave our laptops, right, avoid the pat-down? For $800, I don't know. Maybe. I don't have it. No, for $800, you can upgrade to first class. No, not happening. To qualify, frequent flyers must meet undisclosed TSA criteria and get invited by the airlines. Oh, Dr. Dolly, I would like to have you. Now, actually, airlines do like me because anytime there's a code, I'm on the plane, you know, and I'm doing something. So they, you know, I used to never, ever put doctor. You know how when you sign up for a flight, when, you know, they say, I always put, you know, Mrs. Honestly, I'm not going to run around and say, oh, I'm a doctor. However, you know, when I have flown and there's been three different codes that have happened when I was on a plane, people there, you know, and a lot of times I'm asleep. Okay, you know, the flight attendant's like, is there a doctor here? Do we have anybody that's a doctor? Well, if they know that you're in row 23, seat C, they could go up to you and say, doctor, can you help? All right. Now, the problem is I travel with my kids. Usually my kids want the window seat. So they take 23C. I'll be like on the other aisle in F. And then they'll go to my kid. And knowing my kid, I'll be like, yeah, let me at them. But, yeah, so I do start doing that. I do let them know. Because it happens a lot. Somebody has a seizure. Somebody had a miscarriage. Somebody went into cardiac arrest. I don't want them having to guess. And if I'm asleep and I'm missing it, you know, I'm like, okay, look, I'm here. You know, you could go ahead and call on me. Okay. And I do, by the way, I pack gloves and a mask. I pack gloves and a mask because, I mean, it gets bloody sometimes. And I don't want to sit there and be, you know, just splashing blood all over the place. Get some mask. Okay. Get some gloves on. Anyway. Okay. So to qualify, frequent flyers must meet undisclosed TSA criteria. We're talking about a $100 fast pass through the TSA and airports. Okay. Now, the only thing is, wait a second here. You could bring your liquids. You know how many times I need to leave, you know, with my makeup and with my hairspray? I mean, I need my hair products, my little perfume splash, you know, because I want to look all nice for the pilots, you know, when they kind of greet you as you leave, like, hi. So this is, I mean, maybe it is worth it to some of you. Okay, so let's see. Okay, it's called, is it called Global Entry? No. I'm reading this as I go. Okay, so apparently they said Chicago O'Hare International Airport. Oh, I've flown through there. The average wait in line is 35 minutes between 4 and 5 p.m., and the longest wait recorded was 137 minutes. 2 hours going through security? The wait at Terminal 1 in New York JFK's airport averaged 44 minutes in January for people arriving between 10 and 11. Enrolling requires a $100 application fee for a background check plus a brief interview with a customs officer. Are you a bad guy? No. Okay, you can pass. They say for domestic travel, global entry pays off because it gets you into pre-check. Once TSA announced in the fall that enrollment in Global Entry and other trusted travel programs would get you into pre-check, apparently applications took off. Okay, wait a second, guys. This may be just $100 for the year. Or is this a one-time fee? Okay, that may be worth it. Okay, but now, what's going on security-wise? So, what if you're a spy from another country? You'll know what to tell the customs officer. That doesn't make sense. The whole purpose of security, right? Because remember, we are not supposed to, what's the term for it? Where we're, it's on the tip of my tongue and, it's been a long day. I can't, you know, when they don't want you to discriminate against the way a person looks, portfolio, right? Profile. They don't want racial profiling. Thank you. Needed a shoehorn to pull that puppy out. Okay. They don't want racial profiling, right? That has been the big deal the last decade because of how we've been handling the screenings. They say you're only pulling out certain people. You need to look at everybody. So you're telling us that no racial profiling, none of that. Just, you know, for those of you that do the $100 in the background check, you get to pass security. That doesn't make sense. All right. If you're really doing security, then you check everybody. Okay? Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, the security's really missing a lot of things. I agree. The underwear bomber had underwear. Well, we call it a TT, right? Right? The perineal area. Okay? And yes, none of these screeners are really getting up and in there to look to see if you're carrying any TT stuff. Now, if so, okay, then maybe they'll find the next underwear bomber. But right now, it's like pat here, pat there, looking at your laptops, etc. So if you're saying you pay $100 and then you're good for the year for the lifetime, that makes absolutely no security sense to me. No security sense. But I guess people are doing it. Now, I think a new rule came out saying that I think if you're over 75, you'll be able to keep your shoes on. They won't make you take off your shoes. Oh, taking off the shoes, isn't that the biggest pain in the butt? That is the biggest pain in the butt. So what happens, I started to have everybody in my family wear flip-flops. So we could take off the flip-flops and rock and roll, right? Take off the flip-flops, we rock and roll. And then, but then I forgot we're all walking down on the dirt. So then I'm like, well, maybe wear your socks and sandals. But, you know, kids, my boys, they're not going to wear sandals. All right, well, that's the TSA for you. I don't know, just not making sense. Not making sense. I don't know, would you guys do that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, what's going on here now? Gas prices are going to hit $4. Aren't they already $4 in most parts of the country? They say after a 31-cent jump the past month, regular gasoline averages $3.82 nationwide. But price analysis of major metropolitan areas in 10 states, home to more than 65 million of the nation's 210 million drivers, shows that it's going to go up more in California, New York, and Illinois. They say it's going to be at least $4 a gallon by Memorial Day. That really is ridiculous. I remember the late 90s when it was 98 cents. And I was really on a budget. And I was driving down to Lake Havasu to do my ER shift. And I was like, gosh, I got to fill up the. And I'd be calculating, you know, a buck a gallon, 99, 90. You know, one time it dropped to like 95 cents. 95 cents a gallon. I was so happy. Those were the days. Chicago-based, looks like the price is $4.60 to $4.95. We're talking $5 a gallon, but they've been, you know what, they've been saying that for years. They've been saying we're going to hit $5 a gallon this summer. Well, where do you drive to? I mean, Memorial Day weekend, we're trying not to fly, right, because it costs too much. But then driving $5 a gallon, and, we have SUVs. Right, because we got the kids, and we got the dogs, and we got the cats, and we got the Costco or the Sam's Club stuff we got to pile up. So we burn through that. It costs me, and I have a small SUV. I have a small one, one of the cheaper end lines, at least $60 to fill up the tank. $60 each time. That's not funny. That's not funny at all. All right. Want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, by the way, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Also, our emails. Okay, we got more coming up. Birth control, it's not going away. Now you got to tell your boss what's going on with your uterus. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we say goodbye to Blago today, Governor Rod Blagojevich. Blagojevich? Blago. That's why they say Blago. Blagojevich. That's how you probably pronounce it. Is it Polish? I have Polish in my blood. I got Polish in the family. Blagojevich, probably. Okay. Anyway, he walked into federal prison today. Did y'all see that? He is about to start a 14-year sentence for corruption. Apparently, he drove around the place, kind of waving to people for about an hour. I think he had a soda pop. Being as positive as possible. 14 years, though. I mean, I've seen murderers get less. But I'm not saying I disagree with that, but I just never understood where they come up with these years. You know, somebody gets 5 years, some gets 10, some gets 14, some, you know, and different crimes, sometimes same crime, different sentences. I know that's why they have law, and there's an art to it, I guess. But I guess, I don't know if he has any, I guess Jeff Skilling, former CEO, president of Enron, is serving a 24-year sentence for fraud. Are they supposed to be fancy? Are the federal prisons fancy? You know, like you see in the movie, do they have television? Do they have, you know? Oh, they do say hair dryers are prohibited. So he will not be able to keep that hair. I think it's a tube. Yeah, it's got to be toupee. Okay, well, goodbye. Another person we're saying goodbye to is New York Democrat Representative Gary Ackerman. Apparently he is retiring, not seeking re-election. A lot of people aren't seeking re-election. This is going to be a very, very interesting election year. And also, remember we're talking about the HBO series Luck? Well, we say goodbye to them also. Apparently HBO had a series Luck, Dustin Hoffman. From what I hear, was pretty good. I never saw it. I was just, you know, I'm still in mourning that Boardwalk Empire is on hiatus until next season. But I guess after the third horse was injured and had to be euthanized, they said to heck with this. So they're all done. Okay, now we say goodbye for a fourth time now. Okay, well, this is our fourth goodbye, I should say, to the Texas Women's Health Program funding. Now, we talked about this over the weekend. For those of you that get to listen to my weekend show, if not, let me recap what's going on, okay? Federal government, okay, had promised late last week to cut off all funding for the Texas Medicare Women's Health Program. Now, why? Why? Because they're mad that Texas will not help fund Planned Parenthood. Is that ridiculous? I still don't understand how Planned Parenthood is involved in our politics. But the government stands by them, wants them to be an arm of them. And now apparently they're taking that arm to flog states and their health programs. All right. Apparently, in a letter to state officials, Cindy Mann, director of the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says her agency regretted the move. Wait a second. We had hoped not to be at this point, but unfortunately, we've made clear to all states and all points of this process, we don't have a choice. Why are they cutting the funding to these women? The Obama administration had pledged to stop funding the Women's Health Program because federal law requires women to be able to choose any qualified clinic. Ah, okay. They say Medicaid law is clear. Patients, not state officials, are able to choose the doctor and healthcare providers that are best for them. Governor Rick Perry counters that says that states have the right under federal law to determine qualified providers in the program. Heck yeah. Program provides care to about 130,000 women between age 18 and 44, earning less than $20,000 a year, or less than $41,000 for a family of four, with federal funds paying 90% of its cost. All right. There's 29 other states that have programs similar to Texas, and all of them except Texas are continuing to participate in the programs with federal support. Now, from what I understand, they say here, Perry and Republican state lawmakers, this is according to ABC News, don't want Planned Parenthood clinics, which treat 40% of the program's patients, to get any state funding, even when that money is not spent on abortions. So you see what's happening. Okay, the government wants money going to the state. They want Planned Parenthood getting some of this money. The state's like, no, if we want to use it for women's health, like mammograms or whatnot, which Planned Parenthood doesn't provide, okay, we're allowed to allocate the funds to what we need. The federal government says, no, if you're not going to give it to who we want, you don't get the money. Now, who is caught in the crossfire? These women that are underserved. Exactly. So now we have women not being able to get health care under this women's program because we all have to be nice to Planned Parenthood. They see, if I was Planned Parenthood, okay, and I was a part of their public relations team, I would stand up and say, no, please, please, Washington, no. You don't have to protect us. You don't have to. It's okay. Please let us. I would distance myself from this administration. All right, but they're not. They're hugging up nice and close to it because they're getting funding. And it's really giving Planned Parenthood a bad name and putting a bad taste in everyone's mouth. And again, what's a shame is many people that go to Planned Parenthood for non-abortion services are going to be losing out on the services that they get. I never had an issue with Planned Parenthood until I saw what happened with Komen Foundation and what they did to Komen Foundation and how they got Congress to help them and, you know, basically threw a big tizzy fit because they weren't getting grant money for their breast exams. I thought it's because they were doing mammograms. They don't do mammograms. They wanted the money from Komen Foundation to do breast exams. Okay, it doesn't cost that much money to do a breast exam, okay? You don't need, the Komen Foundation is supposed to be for breast cancer research. Let them still do what they're doing. But instead, after they threw them through the mill, Komen Foundation took a lot of heat, lost donations. I don't understand this. Really, I've never seen foundations that are supposed to help people get this political. And it's absolutely frustrating. Because now, people that are really upset are now going to be mad at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood should probably just restructure themselves. Do the abortion clinic separately, have the main clinic without the abortions, so that everybody's happy with them, and they shouldn't be an arm of the administration. Okay, then I think everybody will be happy. But no, it's not going to work that way. No, they're going to ride this Democratic train as long as they can. Oh, it's a shame. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about this in the next hour. This is very weird. Women in Arizona, now they say, are going to be forced to share certain private medical conditions with their employers if they want contraception to be covered by health insurance. This is a bill. The Arizona Senate has considered a bill that would give all businesses the option to exclude contraceptives from health insurance coverage. The only exception is if a woman can prove she has taken the contraception for medical reasons. Okay. This is stupid with a capital S. Okay. Again, my problem with the Affordable Health Care Act and Obamacare this whole time was the forcing of employers to be involved in this. Okay, and I understand what this bill is trying to do. This bill is trying to give people an out. Of course, because we're working under the confines of a monstrous, stupid bill. So I understand why now states are going to try to come up with other bills to let employers have a choice on what they want to spend money on for health care costs. But again, let's just step back. Employers shouldn't even be in the equation. Why do employers have to have the burden of paying for the health insurance? And then why do they have to have the burden, you know, with their religious beliefs, et cetera, to make choices that they don't even want to make? Okay, if somebody wants birth control, they shouldn't have to go to their employer. Again, who's the one who's getting caught in this? The employers, the employees. My employees don't want to tell me their personal medical problems, and I don't want to know them. They deserve that privacy. If they want to buy birth control, they could go and buy the birth control themselves. I don't have to be involved. But if the government is going to make us involved, then these employers are going to be like, all right, then I want to know what I'm paying for. What am I getting out of it? And so it looks like now here's a state senate in Arizona saying, okay, well, then this is what we'll do. You get to know what you're spending your money on because you aren't allowed, you know, you can't be forced to spend money on something you don't want to spend. But this is just getting more and more ridiculous. They need to go back and squash this whole thing. All right, we got a lot more to talk about. If you could stay online with us, please do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.